I was sitting in a cafe, staring off into space, my laptop screen long ago giving up on me, making itself go to sleep when he walked in. He was a stranger, but someone who reminded me of my years spent in Portland. He had the typical attire of a Seattleite, dark jeans, heavy black boots, a plaid button-down shirt under a mustard yellow sweater, a green beanie covered short, nearly black hair, black rimmed glasses perched on a button nose, his mouth nearly hidden beneath a thick, well-kept beard. He glanced in my direction before approaching the register, catching me staring. My cheeks flushed as I offered a shy smile. He smiled back, the tiniest twinkle in his eye, before turning his attention to the barista. I watched him pay, tapping his card on the machine with beautiful long fingers that I wanted in my mouth, inside the rest of me. The squeal of the espresso machine jolted me out of my wet dream. He was standing closer to me, close enough to see my black computer screen, so I woke it up and checked my still empty email inbox. Thank you. I heard his deep voice tell the barista. There was a seat open across from me at the communal table I was sitting at, and I was willing him to come sit in the empty seat across from me. He didn't know. He chose to sit at the bar that was still in my direct line of vision. I swear I wasn't trying to stare, but we locked eyes again as he pulled out a novel from his brown shoulder bag and sat down. I didn't look away, and neither did he. My pussy was wide awake with desire. The longer he looked at me, the hotter she became. I refused to look away first, but I always lose at staring games. So I giggled and he smiled, opened his book and glanced at me one more time, still smiling before turning his attention to the page he was reading. This went on for half an hour. One of us would glance up and catch the eye of the other. I nearly came when he winked at me. I put my pen in my mouth at one point and watched him raise his eyebrows. He nonchalantly ran his fingertips over the page of his book, and I pretended he was touching my spine, tracing it from neck to sacrum. My skin felt alive and electric with a mix of fear, anxiety, and excitement as I watched him down the rest of his Americano and close his book. Was he gonna leave? Was this just like brief flirtation? Should I do something? Say something? I leaned back in my chair, feeling like I was straight up offering my body to him. And to my pleasant surprise, after he painstakingly placed his book back into his bag and said goodbye to the barista, he made his way over to me. I was vibrating, nearly passing out when he touched my shoulder and said, "Do you want to get out of here?" What the fuck was even happening? I closed my laptop and said, "I do." I felt like I was underwater as I packed my things while he stared. As I stood, he gestured toward the door with one hand and put the other on the small of my back. His touch, gentle but confident, assured and warm, made me feel safe, open, and even more excited. "Over here," he announced when we were outside. He took my hand, lacing those smooth fingers with mine, and led me to an alley. He pushed me against the brick wall of an apartment building and kissed me in the same way he touched me, soft but knowing, filling me with heat, making me soak myself. I felt his desire in the way he moved against me. He was deliberate, quietly passionate, teasing me by alternating between softness and fire. He held my face as I pulled him to me, feeling his hard cock against my thigh. I reached for it, rubbing it with my palm, trying to imagine the shape of it. If it wasn't 20-something outside, I would have pulled my jeans down and let him fuck me right here. Almost as if he read my mind, he said, "Let me take you to my place. I'm two buildings down." I nodded and straightened my sweater while he adjusted his cock, and off we went, his hand in mine, until we got to his door. I hadn't done something this irrational since I was 20-something. Who was I going into some man's apartment in the middle of the day to fuck? I didn't even know his name. The only thing I cared about after all that wordless flirting was touching him, pressing myself to him, filling my body with him. So once we were in, I didn't take the time to look at his furniture, the color of his walls, or whether his place was neat or a mess. I yanked off my coat while he stepped out of his boots and tossed it on the couch. He went for the laces of my boots, and once they were undone and I was out of them, he was going after my jeans, pulling them along with my underwear to my ankles and pressing his face to my warm, wet lips. I felt his tongue push between them and over my clit. An audible exhale escaped me as I pushed my fingers through his hair, jutting my hips forward. He dug his fingers into my thighs, pulling me into him. "Bend me over the couch and fuck me," I said when it felt too hard to stand. He looked at me, licked his lips, stood, and followed me to the couch where I felt his hand press between my shoulder blades, pushing me forward. I spread my ankles and pushed my hips out toward him and felt his cock push into me, my body opening, receiving, taking him. The warmth of his hands landed on my hips, pulling me to him with every thrust. I licked my fingertips and reached for my clit, making her all wet, before drawing circles around and on her. Having him push all the way into me while I touched myself felt like I was drifting off to another realm. I hadn't had this kind of primal, don't give a fuck about anything but this moment kind of pleasure in ages. I felt him ease out of me, and when I turned to see what he was up to, I saw him get on his knees and press his face to my pussy again, licking and lapping at it, my fingers still pressed to it. I squirmed and writhed and let out sounds I had never heard myself express before. Who knew I needed to fuck a random stranger on a weekday to let myself unleash rant this pent-up energy I didn't know was there? He stood again, grabbed a handful of my hair, and shoved into me again. "Harder, fuck me harder," I instructed, and he did so. Between his cock and my fingers, I worked myself into an explosive, all-consuming orgasm. My face flushed red, my clit pulsed as rocking waves of sensation pushed through my hips, down my legs, making them shake. And as I quieted, he eased out of me and asked, "May I come in your mouth?" "You certainly can," I replied, feeling my eyes get heavy despite my elevated heart rate. He pushed my hair off my shoulders and kissed me before I got back on my knees and took him into my mouth. I was prepared to tease a little, be slow and steady with my back and forth on his shaft, but he held the back of my head steady as he fucked my face, making my saliva feel thick and viscous. I stayed focused on my tongue rubbing the underside of him. I pressed my hands to his thighs, feeling his muscles tense beneath my fingers. My eyes were tearing up just as he let go, his warm, salty fluid slipping down my throat. When I was sure I had sucked and licked him clean, I stood and then plopped onto the arm of the couch, feeling spent but satisfied. He laughed, kissed the top of my head, and said, "Was it worth the wait?" Oh, for sure. We should absolutely make a point to eye fuck each other in public and then head here again very soon. By the way, what's your name?